Hey, I don't know if any of you guys know yet, but we had a grandbaby yesterday. And it made me think a lot, quite honestly, about what I was going to say today. Because when, like, the children, they wanted to come to Jesus, right? And people were holding back, no, don't go up there. And Jesus says, no, let the children come to me. As a matter of fact, we should all be like those children that come to Jesus. Why? Because we're curious. We want to find these things out. What makes this man so interesting? And then later on, you know, and after Jesus dies and Paul starts his writing, and he's talking about these people who are still drinking milk and they should be craving spiritual meat. You know, so how can we be both? These curious little innocent children and these grown adults that crave spiritual meat. I mean, there just seems to be a huge disconnect, I think, to those two things, to be a child and a full-grown adult spiritually. And the more I got to thinking about it on our drive home, the more I thought, they're not so different after all. Because the more we crave this Jesus, the more we want of him. The more I learn about him, the more I want to learn. Digging into the scriptures, my own spiritual walk, it seems like there's nowhere on this path where I want to go back and retrace those steps. There's nowhere on this drive where I want to say, hey, let's go back to Porterville and do this drive all over again. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. In our continuing growth of wanting spiritual meat, I still approach that with this curiosity that I had as a child. Of that first day that I sat down with Rod Hoschauer, who told me the gospel. And I found out who Jesus really was. You know, not just a story told in a book called the Bible, but who he really was, this man that walked on earth, this man that, quite honestly, I crave in so many ways. This man that I hope someday I'm going to walk next to, maybe in heaven. Whatever we're doing, I'll be worshiping, I know that. And I think that's the spiritual meat that we all crave. I think that's also the milk that Jesus gives us in his word. This is me. This is who I am, he says. I bled for you. My skin was broken for you. If that's my spiritual milk, so be it. If that's my steak and potatoes, well, I'll take that too. Whatever Christ has to offer, that's what I crave. That's what I'm curious about. And that's what this is for. So let's share this meal together. Let's take this bread together. Oh God, our God, we thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross. In it there is new life. New life in us, O Lord. So I pray that you live and grow and help in us to live and grow in our spiritual walk too. Amen. Let's take this cup. And Lord, for the blood that you have shed on our behalf, O God, thank you for doing it for us. Amen. Mm-hmm.